السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hope you are well, مفتي صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Dhul-Qa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, verses 12, 13 and 14. Before we start with today's lesson, there's one term you should know. In the Quran Kareem and glorious Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the word Bahr, Bahr can mean ocean, Buhaira can mean a lake, a river, dam, all that will apply. If you've been to occupied Palestine, what people call Israel today, you will find the hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Buhaira Tabariya. We've been there, alhamdulillah, in 92. And that is the Tiberias, Lake Tiberias. So see the word Buhaira, lake, and Tabariya, Tiberias, where Yajuj, Majuj will come and drink the water and so forth, Gog and Magog. So we should understand that is what is the meaning here as well, that you can mean ocean, sea, the rivers, lake, all these type of things. So chapter 35, verses 12, 13, 14. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. So two oceans are not equal. We know when we go to Cape Town, and you will see there very, very clearly, and a person can see the color is different, the taste is different, the temperature is different, the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. This is enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. And I told you before as well, in the 80s, once I went for holiday, and I visited the two oceans, you know, where they meet and so forth, and there was these people, let's just call them ocean gruffers, or whatever they call themselves, the marine experts, and they were speaking, and I interrupted. I said, sir, can I interject? They looked at me, that this guy is crazy or what? So I said, do you know that this is mentioned in the Quran Kareem, in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, and verses 19 and 20, that the two oceans will meet, but in between there's a barrier. Can you see the barrier? They say, no. I say, why is the water not meeting in this sense, that this side water goes right into that side and has a great impact on it? How come the temperature is different? How come the taste is different? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. And they were astounded, they were totally mesmerized, and they could not answer. Go study the Noble Quran, chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, verses 19 and 20. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ. And the two oceans are not the same. هَذَا أَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ. This one is very, very sweet. Furat, the Euphrates River in Iraq, which we visited. So remember that the Jutlas, Haramis, the Zionists, and the apartheid rogue regime says, مِنَ الْفُرَاتِ إِلَى النِّيلِ. They call that Eretz Israel, Greater Israel, Larger Israel, where they can steal and occupy more land of the Muslims and the Arabs. So from the Euphrates, Euphrates River in Iraq to River Nile in Egypt. So that is also one of their dreams. Hada azbun furat. Furat means very, very sweet. So hada azbun furatun, very, very sweet. Sa'igun sharabuhu. And it is palatable, you can drink it and so forth. And if you go to Iraq, there the Euphrates, you will find wonderful, wonderful fish, remember that. And they cook it there and they roast it, toast it, call it whatever you want to. And yeah, if you go to Lake Malawi, you will find the chambu. So ask any Malawi person, they'll tell you about the chambu. Very, very nice it is. Wahada milhun ujaj. And this one, yeah, is very, very bitter and salty, salty and bitter. So remember Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Allah Jalla Wala. One rain comes and you see your flowers, your garden and your orchard. How lush and plush and how green and how red and how pink and yellow and blue. The kaleidoscope of colors in the flowers are. But you will see some plants are such, the cactus and others, that it is there. But you know, you can't really put your finger everywhere. You know what will happen. وَمِنْ كُلِّنْ تَأْكُلُونَ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. And from each one, whether it is the sweet one or the salty one, then you find, so sometime you find the lakes. If you go to Canada, America, they have such lakes, you will think it's an ocean, which we saw ourselves. So from one side to the other side, you cannot even see it. So lahman tariya, from there you'll eat the fresh meat. Fresh meat, the fish there, remember. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُونَ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا. And from these oceans, remember, you take out and you extract your ornaments, your pearls, your corals, your rubies, and so forth. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ مَوَاخِرَ. And you will see, if you take your 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin, and you throw it in the lake, in the ocean, in the river, it goes right down. So common sense would tell us, you must remember, if you take something so light and throw it, it goes right down. So to the bed of the lake and the ocean and what have you. So something heavy definitely must go down, but Islam is supra-logical. أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الْفُلْكِ تَجْرِي بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Oh, human being, don't you see how the boats and the ships and all of them, passenger liners, and your big, big load, they're taking big, big tons and all that type of things, the ships, commercial liners and passenger liners and cargo liners going from country to country, city to city, continent to continent. And what it is? Bi ni'matillah, something light goes down, something heavy, million, thousand, tons and so forth, going from one place to another. Liyuriyakum min ayati. Allah is showing you his signs. Islam is supra-logical. Show me your logic here. It's supra-logical. Something light goes down, something heavy goes from country to country, continent to continent. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ فِيهِ. And look at the boats and ships in the ocean. مَوَاخِرَ. You need to study the history, philology of these words. مَوَاخِرَ means when you rip through something, you plow through something. So yeah, the ships are plowing through the ocean and tearing the ocean, if you look at it. لِتَبَتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So that you seek your, you know, your provision, your sustenance. Look at, it's a big multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar trade today, country to country, continent to continent. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you should be grateful, thankful to Allah Jalla Wala. See, we are now in midwinter, today 1st June, and there in Makkah Mukarrama, and there Medina Munawwara is midsummer. India, Delhi is boiling 50, 51, 52 degrees. So who is doing all that? يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. He brings the night into the day. وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. And then he brings the day into the night. Summer, long, long days. We saw 20, 21, 22 hours, remember that. If you go to Britain and all that midsummer, you go to the Scandinavian, Denmark, Norway and Sweden and go see there, 21, 22, 23 hours. And night time, remember winter, you see long, long, long nights. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And he, Almighty Allah, subjugated for your benefit the sun, the moon. كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. All these planets, galaxies and everything are moving for a specific time. And then when Qiyamah, the doomsday come, everything will crash and fall apart. Remember that they all have their own axis. وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. All are swimming. If you take the literal meaning, all are on the move. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. That is your sustainer, nourisher. Only exclusively for him is the sovereignty, the kingdom and the majesty. وَالَّذِي تَقُلْكُ Charles, his majesty, but his majesty cannot look after his own wife and children and so forth. So what good is he? وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. And whosoever you call your idols, you call Lingam, you call your Zandad, Ganeshi, you call who Ayoni or whoever, what can they do for you? وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Besides him, Almighty Allah, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ. They cannot even possess for you qitmir. What is qitmir? When you eat the date, and then you analyze and study the pit, on that pit you will find like a white color covering. So that small little covering, that is qitmir. So Almighty Allah will not oppress you, even that qitmir, and that tiny, minuscule amount. And your other demigods, semigods, and all that, they don't even possess that amount. The smallest amount they don't possess. So how are they going to help you? In tad'uhum, if you call them, la yasma'u du'a'akum, they cannot respond and listen to your du'as and supplication. Wallow, and hypothetically, for argument's sake, wallow sami'u, and if they could listen, mastajabu lakum, then too they will not answer your prayers, meaning they cannot do anything for you. We cry, we beg, we petition, we implore Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Allah accepts our du'as and supplication. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Beg of me, ask me, beseech me, and I will answer your prayers. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of justice, يَكْفُرُونَ بِشِرْكِكُمْ. These idols and demigods and semigods, they will reject that they are partnerships. That they will say, we were never the partners of Allah. We never taught you this. Who told you all these things? وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ. And nobody can inform you similar to Khabir, to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. He knows the past, present, future. He only Allah knew that the ANC will get such a threshing in the 2024 elections that, remember, nobody expected it, but Allah knows. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is infinite, his power infinite, everything of Almighty Allah unlimited, infinite, everything of me, you, creation, all of us, remember, everything limited and finite. That is what we should know and believe. Otherwise, remember, you better go to the mental hospital and get yourself checked up. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, the 23rd of Zulqa'dah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day number 239, 8 months. Remember that. That is what Hamas are putting up, a valiant and gallant fight. So much so, the Americans and the Israelis are begging now. They want a ceasefire. They can't stick it anymore, the haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So let us present to you today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and globally. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Biden says, I have a master plan. The last person who spoke about the master plan, Safaqatu Qarnin, was the deal of the century, Trump. They say Trump is now might going to jail, but he won't go to jail. You know the American system, they'll fine him most to most. But Trump, you must remember, is going to appeal the verdict and so forth. So that's American politics and so forth. Nevertheless, so Biden now, he wants to get some honor after all his disgrace and so forth. Joe genocide Biden and Trump, Stormy's rifles, you see. So that's what the names we got for these haramis and war criminals. So, and anyway, Biden says that, see, I got a masterpiece deal for you, Hamas and for Israel. Hamas say we accept. Hamas say we accept. Benjamin Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza and the war criminal, say he rejects. So the world can see who the super terrorists are. He says, I want the hostages back. We want to dismantle Hamas, but we're hearing that song for 8 months, you harami, you war criminal. Nor can you defeat Hamas, and you know you don't want the hostages back. Your own people will tell you that. The longer you prolong this, you will stay in power. And then the Congress and DEF have invited him, and he's going to address them there in America. Why? Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. All of them are Khabith, impure, immoral, all war criminals and terrorists and so forth. When people want peace, then America vetoes it. And now they want to play good men and so forth and so on. Israel has encroached on 30% of Gaza. They're still occupying, but they're getting such a thrashing. They took a survey and a poll there from the army, 40+% said, we'll never go back into Gaza, we're going into retirement and we'll take a package and out. We got such a hiding, and mentally it's disturbing us. We're seeing dreams and we're seeing stars, daytime also. So a huge, huge defeat for Israel. And if you think I'm talking nonsense and making hasbara, go and read the Ma'arif, the Israeli newspaper. I sent out the article yesterday to thousands of people. And Hezbollah, well done Hezbollah, we call you Hezbollah Shaitan, the Shias, the Kuffar of Lebanon. 100 missiles straight into Israel, and they targeted several military sites. Well done Hezbollah. So that is what's making America think again, and what make Israel and their leaders think again. We can't handle this war. Hamas giving us a thrashing on the southern side, and on the northern side Hezbollah Shaitan, Hezbollah giving us a thrashing. So we better go in now. So they can't say, because now they're too proud and arrogant, that we want a ceasefire. So Biden comes in and he looks like the good guy, you see. So Israel on the verge of defeat. Ma'arif newspaper, the Jutla Jewish newspaper. Hey Jutlas, Jutlis, you haramis, you're listening to me. Today is Saturday, your Sabbat, and hundreds and thousands of people will march today in Jerusalem and there in Tel Aviv and Beersheba and Haifa, and they'll demand that Bibi must resign immediately and elections should be held. Our Yemeni brothers, well done, they attacked the U.S. ship, and they, you can't beat them. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for them, special dua, all these ahadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina, al-imanu yamaniyun wal-hikmatu yamaniya. Allah give barakah, blessing to the people of Yemen. You will find true iman and faith and wisdom there in Yemen. And for the Najdis, the Saudis and all of them, he rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. Said hunaka al fitan was zalazil, the fitnas and the crimes and all this will have emerged from there, and see today what's happening. Hey Israel, you haramis, Macron doesn't like you anymore. He is now hedging his bets, if you know what is financial business and talking. France has banned Israeli companies from exhibiting the arms and ammunition in France. How you like that? ANC, your worst elections in your history, a disaster for Cyril. What you thought the people of South Africa will forget, the load shedding. You gave us 65 days without load shedding, but you gave us 15 years of load shedding. You thought the people of South Africa will forget your pala-pala and your crimes and your crookedness and your corruption and your cadre deployment. Nay, they're punishing you of all races and all religions, remember. Remember that they have lost confidence completely in the ANC. ANC is sitting at 41-42%. According to some, I heard it myself yesterday, they say they might even go down to 40% or less than 40% when the final results emerge, a disaster for the ANC. And didn't I tell you that they must pack up and go? So Natal is gone to Zuma. The greatest winner is who? Is Zuma. So one brother sent me a wonderful message. All of you ANC members, listen carefully. ANC, stage 6, vote shedding, not load shedding, vote shedding. ANC now is experiencing stage 6 vote shedding. So that's what's happening. Zuma, JZ, he's the main man. He's laughing and he's dancing, and his murids, you see his disciples, the small guys dance with him. So that's what they enjoy. In Islam is haram, obviously, but you know that's how they celebrate the wine, dine and swine and so forth. That's the culture of theirs. So anyway, so let's carry on. So what they say, Jacob Zuma is the new opening batsman for South Africa. Nobody can get him out. So that's who Jacob, he's going to take Natal, and they already sold up Cape Town and Western Cape. The main fight now will be even Northern Cape. There's big problems there. Watch it. They might just lose there. They might go for coalition. And Gauteng goes, finish. ANC can write their obituary. And then his funeral, finish. History thrown to the scraps of history. Modi is on the verge of victory in India, and he will increase his oppression and transgression on the minorities, especially the Muslims, 250 million Muslims there in India, and then the Sikhs and the Christians. It will be a disaster the next 4 or 5 years for the people of India. Germany, they say, you know, always the Western media, the apartheid Zionist media says, there was a person shouting, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, so meaning the Muslim guy with a gun in his hand, and he injured 6 people there in Germany. So remember that, but they now arrested him and so forth. And Biden gives the proposal. I told you, why is he doing this? Because Israel are losing badly, militarily, politically, economically, and in all ways. Everybody thought Israel cannot be beaten. A group of 10,000, 20,000 Mujahideen who were dicing with death, Hamas, Allah Jalla wa'ala ayyadahumullah wa nasarahumullah wa waffaqahumullah wa hafidahumullah. We make dua for them. Allah give them more and more power and strength. Allah give them more courage to take on, and then the next will be all these Saudis and Emiratis and the puppets of Israel and America, Jordan and Egypt and so forth, Bahrain and Morocco, to wipe them all out, the haramis. Trump. Now, Trump is a character, let me tell you that. So the people of America don't believe that Trump is guilty, the white people. The majority of them say this is politically motivated. You know what he did yesterday? So Trump pulled off, you must remember, fundraising. He broke all the records. The Democrats cannot even dream of pulling in the money what he pulled in, Trump. Saudis are helping him. Israel government loves that he Trump wins. And you must remember the news media yesterday that came through the wires. The Democrats are such idiots. They gave Trump the victory, you must remember, he was looking for. So unless it's a miracle, they say, but Trump will walk the elections in America in, remember, in November 2024. Our own elections have been rigged. That is what you must remember. Ace Makashule, you remember him, the former secretary, you must remember, of the ANC, the man who was in charge of Free State. There was so much corruption there. EFF also say there's rigging taking place in Western Cape. And then they say that how come the dashboard collapsed for almost 2 hours? So there was some unda danda going on. You don't understand unda danda? There's no smoke without fire. There was something going on. They say they're trying to hold back, you must remember, the progress of the MK Zuma's party, and they're giving the votes to the DA. That is what is alleged and so forth. Pakistan has provided 300 luxury buses for their hujjaj and pilgrims. Thus far, 43,000 Pakistanis have already arrived in the kingdom and for the Hajj this year. The rand is weakening as Zuma's numbers are increasing. MK, and then AK says MK, but I didn't vote for them. Wallahi, I didn't vote for them. So anyway, I know you guys are jumping and saying I vote. I didn't vote for them. I have Quran in my hand. So remember that MK is increasing, but the rain is getting weaker and weaker. Listen to this story, a very nice story. The British ambassador was removed silently, discreetly in Mexico. Very few people knew about it, that is removed. Why he pulled out a pistol or revolver or something for one of his staff or whatever. So they removed him. They said, you're a dangerous guy. And I told you, this is the joke. You can laugh over it for the weekend. Mor Salim, Jacob Zuma, the new batsman of South Africa. Nobody can, the opening batsman, nobody can get him out. What a recovery for Jacob. He's laughing all the way. ANC, this is your stage 6 vote shedding. So you're going to live by that. And remember, you finish now. You're imploding and you're going to fight the whole time now. So anyway, our program today on air 7 to 9 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub. And then in the afternoon, 2:30 to 3 will be Mona Musa Lahir with the Majlis of Mona Musa. And then 6 to 8, Brother Suleiman Esop. Regarding the radios and so forth, today is rest day, you know. Our staff, they get tired. The youngsters, they get tired. We have old and cold, tired and retired men, but we work. But anyway, we give them off today. And tomorrow, Brother Dawood Monley, Brother Bilal, all will be there in the Marcus Sahaba studio in Westwood. Remember, that's there behind the West, behind the Westwood Mall in Westworld. Behind the Westwood Mall in Westworld, 2 Grace Avenue, next to Musalla Abu Bakr. So you take your decoders there and so forth. And then Monday, Dawood Monley will be on the prowl and moving again. We will announce to you tomorrow which places you'll be going to and so forth and so on. And inshallah, tomorrow morning there's no program. Tomorrow afternoon program with Hafiz Wadi. Our brother Junaid Murta say he needs some off and no more. Salim Kareem, Allah reward you and your family for all the great sacrifices. So you also need some rest. So our program tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4, inshallah Aziz. Mona, we have 17 minutes, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, my daughter has been given a pair of leather shoes. We don't think they are pig leather, but the company can't verify what kind of leather they are. Is it permissible for her to wear them or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember the Hadith Sharif, authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressed his beloved Nawasa, his beloved grandson, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I gave you in 3 languages there. So the beloved grandson of the master, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and her son and first child, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu and he, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, leave that which places you into doubt and choose that and opt for that in which there's no doubt. My advice to you, give it away to some non-Muslim and that will be permissible because you're not 100% sure that it comes from the swine, from the pig and so forth, but it's better to be safe than sorry. So that's my advice to you. So regarding the swine, the khinzir, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, right to left, every part, particle of it is rich, is najas, is impure and not permissible for Muslims to use. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who was born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150 and passes away there in Cairo in 204 Hijrah, all this after Hijrah days, 54 years old he lived. He said, even kalb, even the dog is najasul ayn, and bumper to bumper, top to bottom. So you know these shoes people wear and so forth, made of dog skin and dog leather and whatever you want to call it. So you must remember, according to the Shafi'is, that also is not permissible. So anyway, so because you asked the question, so I just added that. So I told you what to do, get rid of it. We must lead a life that is pure and no doubtful thing should come into our possession, in our clothing, in our shoes, whatever it is. That's the best thing Islam has taught us.
Mufti Sahib, how should the meat of Qurbani be distributed?
Regarding the meat of Qurbani, three issues. Number one, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam authentic hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Kulu, you must eat from there. Wa at'imu, and feed others. Wa dakhiru, and you can store it and make biltong and that. You know, South Africans, how we love biltong and so forth. Anyway, now understand this and understand this properly. The Hanafi scholars and jurors say Qurbani meat you can give to Muslim and non-Muslim. Whether they're rich or they're poor, you can give Muslim or non-Muslim. You have non-Muslim neighbors and you give them some Qurbani meat and so forth. So you can't go give a Hindu guy some cow and all that, you know, mutton and so forth. There'll be big problem. There's a beef rather and so forth. There'll be big problem. Rather give them mutton and that if you want to give them. Okay, so there's the Hanafi verdict to give non-Muslims also permissible. Shafi's, Hanbalis and them say no, Qurbani meat, Aqiqah meat and so forth must only be given to Muslims and not non-Muslims. So that's one issue. Remember from the time you were very young and you know growing up in your formative years, you heard that your parents and them, our elders telling us make three parts, keep one part for you, one part give to your family and friends and one part to the poor and the needy and destitute. So that is better, is mustahab and so forth. It's not a must, remember that. To make three parts is not a must. It's desirable, meritorious, virtuous, but it's not compulsory. So if you keep it also and give out very little, so all that would be acceptable and permissible.
Mufti Sahab, can we eat something before we go to the Qurbani site? We were told to fast, so what happens if we slaughter on the third day?
We must not confuse issues. In South Africa, inshallah, inshallah, if everything goes according to schedule and schedule and what schedule, whatever you want to say. So Monday will be Eid, inshallah, Aziz, 17th of June, okay? So your days of slaughtering, if Eid is on Monday, will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, okay? 17th, 18th, 19th. So it is sunnah for Eid al-Adha that you don't eat anything from Fajr time right till you must remember the Salat time and so forth. For example, have tea and breakfast and all that. If you have it, it's permissible, it's not haram or something, but it's better that you abstain and refrain. So that will be better, okay? And then the sunnah mubarakah is you perform your Eid Salat and thereafter the khutbah, the sermon, and thereafter you meet one another, greet one another, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. That is a sunnah in Nabawiyyah. The hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi and in Fathul Bari. Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Hafiz al-Dunya, one of the greatest muhaddisin and scholars that live in hadith. So Sheikh Albani rahimahullah used to say, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu, you won't find another Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah. Anyway, he mentioned in Fathul Bari, commentary of Bukhari Sharif, Sahaba used to meet on day of Eid, they would say, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah accept from us and may Almighty Allah accept from you. And thereafter, we should remember that they used to go, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, and go slaughter the camel, goat, sheep, whatever they wanted to at that time. So that was the proper procedure. And then the first thing they would eat will be the kaleji, the kabid, the liver, and that is mentioned in I'la wa sunan and various compilations. So me and you, obviously, we can't do that. Very few of us. So if you abstain from the time Fajr time starts, right till Eid time, and you came there, mashallah, and after the Eid Salat and everything, khutbah, whatever, you greeted, meet people, and then you went home, you had a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast, so that is permissible, and then you went to the farm, or where have you, so wherever you have to go, and then you sacrifice slaughter, totally permissible, no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, yesterday on Radio Al-Ansar, I heard a very inspiring story of how an alcoholic was on the bottle for 20 years. He went in Jamaat and never turned back to alcohol. He's 5 years clean. Mufti Sahab, is rehab always a solution or is Jamaat a cheaper way out?
Remember, innamal a'malu binniyat. When people go out in tabligh, in jamaat, in dawat and so forth, the intention of the brother or the sister, if she's going with the husband or she's going with the brother, father, with the mahram and so forth, must always be islah nafs. Remember that. We want to become better Muslims. We want to become better ambassadors. We want to bring about self-reformation. So if somebody else gets reformed or somebody embraces Islam, that it becomes the secondary benefit. But the primary objective is self-reformation. That is, if you study the life of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who started this work of Dawat and Tabligh, remember, in 1925, 1926, 100 years ago, Islamically, in Mewat, near Delhi, and then he passes away in 1944. According to me, this is the greatest work in the whole world. Remember, I traveled so many countries. If it wasn't for Tabligh Jamaat, not thousands, millions of people should still remain murtad and go towards irtidad and leave Islam. They brought back millions of people. Just go see the countries in South America, North America, and see. So therefore, brother, very good. So, but your intention must be pure, that I want to go for self-reformation and so forth. As far as the rehabs go, I visited Muslim rehabs, non-Muslim rehabs. They all charge, you know, an arm and a leg. And another money-making gimmick, if you ask me. I ask them all, what is your success rate? I haven't found a rehab which is honest and will tell you that they've gone more than one-third. 30%, 32%, 33%, if you're stretching it. Normally, it's 10%, 15%, 20%, 25%. So remember, to me, these things are all gimmicks, money-making things, you understood. But you know that the Muslim Ummah today, they are frustrated, desperate. So my son is on drugs, my daughter is on drugs. If you want to know statistics, just go to my student year in Mona Riaz Dimbada next to Roshni. So between, you understand, Roshni and the deer, you know. So next to the madrasa he is, where Mufti Bouda and them are, where we do our Qurbani, Maulana Farhan Patel. If you want to contact Maulana Farhan Patel for Qurbani, 074-820-8104. So he's got that rehab there, Maulana Riaz Dimbada. Just ask him and he'll tell you how many Muslim women are addicted and drugs, involved in drugs, and that. You will fall down, you will collapse. You must remember that. That what things are going on. Allah alone protect us from the scourge of drugs and alcohol and everything else that associated to it.
Mufti Saab, it appears that Muslims did not vote in the elections. I think this is irresponsible. Am I correct?
Remember, we can't make a general statement. There were various fatwas and all that floating around. Some ulama, respected ulama, our honorable teachers, Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizahullah, is our teacher. We always will take advice from him. Even if he criticizes us, we still love him because he speaks the truth. You agree, don't agree, is a separate issue. So you must remember that he said not permissible. Then we have our honorable teachers, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafizahullah, our beloved teacher, his fatwa was permissible. So anyway, we practice on his and I voted. So I always said, you want to vote, you vote. You don't vote, don't vote. But now the people are giving so many gripes. They say in Cape Town and here, Gauteng and other places, many, many Muslims voted DA. The other day in the masjid, today is Saturday, right? On Thursday morning, one guy came to me, said, AK, you know what happened? Yeah, in land, so many Muslims, they voted DA. So I said, my brother, that you know South Africa is a free country. You'll do what you want to. Nobody will listen to us. I give you a nice story, Mo Salim, and it's for all of us. One day, a person went from PE, to Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of the Majlis Hafizahullah Wara'ah, and told him, Maulana, you know you write so many things and give advices, but me, I can't practice on what you write and all that, you know. I accept something. Accept meaning we accept everything, but we can't practice everything. Many things I go against what you... So Hazrat Maulana is a great man. He told him, see, people that believe what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, but majority don't practice on it. People believe in what Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but they don't practice on it, majority of them Muslims. So if you're not listening to me, it's nothing far-fetched, you must remember that. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ Our message is just to give the clear message and convey the message. You don't practice, you practice that, you deal with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will question you and me and everybody. So it's 100% true. So many, many Muslims voted for the DA. They're very proud. Yesterday I heard, you know, it's my habit, whenever I go masjid, whenever I come back, I switch on the radio. Even now, my brother Muhammad Khan will come with his Porsche, you'll understand, 6:15, and then Jamaat is 6:20, the radio is on. He know I want to listen what's going on, you understood. So yesterday I was hearing, I went for one Salat, I was coming back, they say, Madam Helen Zilla, Go-Go Helen, they call her Go-Go Helen. Helen Zilla was strutting and moving and walking around by the dashboard, you see, there where the result center is, as though she's the queen of South Africa. The other guy said, never mind, queen of South Africa, as though she is the queen of the world. They also happy with the results and so forth. So the biggest winners, I mean, we can leave all our, you understand, prejudice and so forth. Be honest about it. The biggest winners are JZ and MK party and the DA and the PA to a certain extent. And all these other parties did very bad. You must remember that. So the Zuma came and fixed them all up. See, Zuma's vote is a revenge vote, remember. He wants to sort out the ANC and he wants to sort out Malema EFF. Y'all got rid of me, then I'm going to sort things out with y'all. And he won, hands down, you must remember, there's no question about it.
Mufti Saab, can a person read Labbaik when entering the masjid for Salah? Or must it only be in Makkah, Umrah and Hajj time?
If you're speaking about entering our masajid, South Africa, Africa, Europe and America, no. You can't practice things that we want to practice. What is deen? Sahaba used to say, ittabi'u. We must emulate, imitate the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immaculately. Wala tabtadi'u. Don't bring your own innovations and bid'ah and so forth. So that is not permissible. So when you already entered into the state of ihram in this sense, you read your two rakats. Salat is nafil, you read, don't read, both ways acceptable. Thereafter you made your niyat, nawaitul umrah, nawaitul hajj, whatever it is, in any language you can make the niyat. Ya Allah, make it easy for me and accept it. And then you read labbaik. Ayyul hajji afdal ya Rasulullah. Which hajj is the best? He habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful words. Al-ajju wa thajju. Al-ajju raf'u sawt. Raise your voice, O you man, when you read labbaik. Wa thajju, and you sacrifice the animal, the hadi, what our people call the damme shukr. So all you hujjaj baytillah, you leaving or you already in Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, make pakku, learn properly. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Quick time, nice weekend, so we can give one story. There's one South African, we tell them 100 times, but you know, people don't listen. We in Mina first day, I tell them, stay in the camp, in the tent, you'll get lost. So this Mota said, let me go check a little bit, you see. Check, he got lost. After that, 3-4 hours, he came back. So we asked him, his wife is crying. I said, don't worry, he'll come back. He said, no, I got lost, but I don't know Arabic. So I went to the police, and the police doesn't know English. So we asked him, what you told the police? He remembered in that time, next to our camp and tent was Al-Bake. You know Al-Bake, the restaurant. So he said, I told the police, Al-Bake, Al-Bake. So police said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. He said, Al-Bake. Police said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So it's like that business, you see. So we must be clear on all these issues, yeah, that you can't be reading it. When you going to stop Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, O Hujjaj, when you perform Umrah, you finish now, you enter the Haram Sharif, Makkah, you can see the Kaaba, now you stop Labbaik. In Tawaf Sa'i, no Labbaik. Hajj time, you pel the Jamara Aqaba on the 10th of Zulhijjah, the third day, so you must remember, then there's no more Labbaik. The question was asked, can we slaughter sacrifice on the third day? Eid is on 17, inshallah, Monday, so you've sacrificed 17, 18, 19th. Can you sacrifice on the 13th of Zulhijjah? So remember, that will be the 20th of June if Eid is on Monday. Yes, Al-Imam Shafi'i only says that. An excellent book, Man Farada Bihi Al-Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati by Hafiz ibn Kathir Rahimahullah. In there he has mentioned it. The Malikis, the Hanbalis, the Hanafis say only 3 days are there for slaughtering and not 4 days. Wa alayhi al-fatwa, and the verdict is on that. Barakallahu fiqh to you, Ma Salim Kareem. Inshallah, Junaid Mota will prepare. Yesterday I was in Joburg and Suleiman, my brother, took me. So one brother saw Suleiman. He said, it's just the Jinnat Mota. I said, no, Jinnat Mota is going to China Mall. He loves China Mall. They say, he looks like a Chinese also. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.